with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Tuesday marks the 17th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. President Trump spoke at the memorial to Flight 93 near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, pledging to do whatever it takes to keep the nation safe. As we look back, we'll have a conversation about the challenges of rebuilding after the attacks in downtown Manhattan.
A lot of the history of the last 17 years has been in rebuilding that office space. And today, when we look back, there have been a number of successes. But at the same time, a lot of it has been slow going, especially with the tallest tower on the site, One World Trade Center.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Grant. First, here are some top stories. Preparations are underway for Hurricane Florence, which some say could be the strongest storm to hit the Carolinas since Hurricane Hugo in 1989. Evacuations are widespread, with a call for more than 1 million people to leave South Carolina's shoreline. Florence remained a Category 4 hurricane as of Tuesday afternoon. A federal appeals court has tossed a lawsuit arguing that President Trump incited violence at a rally in Kentucky in March of 2016. Video of the rally shows protesters being pushed and shoved, but the court says the then-candidate's remarks to get the protesters out didn't, quote, specifically advocate imminent lawless action. Workers at two of the nation's biggest steelmakers, U.S. Steel and ArcelorMittal, say higher profits from tariffs on metal imports aren't being passed on to employees. The United Steelworkers Union is in a contract standoff with both companies. Contracts expired on September 1st. The Trump administration imposed a 25% tariff on steel imports earlier this year, and the price of steel has risen by more than 30%. Bank of England Governor Mark Carney has delayed his departure to help steer the central bank through Brexit. Carney has agreed to stay on 7 additional months until January of 2020. The announcement comes as officials from London and Brussels reiterate that they hope to agree on the terms of the UK's withdrawal from the European Union within the next 2 months. Still to come, the challenges of leasing office space at One World Trade Center. It's been 4 years since One World Trade Center opened, and roughly 20% of the building's office space has yet to be filled. Joining us now via Skype to talk about some of the challenges is Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Grant. So, Peter, keeping in mind the extraordinary legal and financial hurdles that it took to build One World Trade Center, some might say that having 80% of its office space filled after just 4 years is a good sign. Is it unusual not to have full occupancy at this point?
The leasing at One World Trade is clearly going slower than the owners would like. That's not to say they haven't attracted some major tenants with big names like Condé Nast, but at this point in an office building's history, usually they're much more further along than 80% leased.
So what are some of the challenges here, and how much of them have to do with normal market conditions, and how much of the challenges have to do with the particular history and uniqueness of this site?
Well, I think that's really an excellent question, and it's hard to separate one from the other. When you ask about the market, yes, the Manhattan office market is a lot softer than one would normally expect at this stage in the cycle. Usually, occupancies in general are much higher, and rents are going up quicker. On the other hand, this really has been a very unique site. It's politically charged. It's emotionally charged. I think a lot of people might remember that this is a building that they used to call the Freedom Tower, and they changed the name because they didn't want to have the association with 9/11. So there are a lot of those issues as well.
Part of your piece that I found really interesting is the comparison to how much space was leased when the original Twin Towers first opened. And it took a little bit of time to fill that space. How does that compare to the challenges today?
Well, they were really a different set of challenges, but you're absolutely right. Back after it first opened, it was well known as a white elephant. It took years and years and years for them to finally get at least to where they wanted it to be. It had a number of challenges. One, it's just a whole lot of space. Another thing, it's architecturally, it was challenged back then. It was sort of separated from the rest of the city in a super block, not your conventional kind of office space. This time around, there are a lot of different challenges. There are security challenges, there are emotional challenges. And also, when you think of it, The site has been a construction site for 17 years. It remains to this day a construction site. They're still building a performing arts center on the site. So that's always a challenge when it's not fully integrated into the rest of the city. That's starting to change. A lot of the construction fences have come down, and I'm hearing optimism from the owners, the landlords who are trying to do the leasing. Of course, you always hear optimism from landlords and developers, so you have to qualify that a bit.
And Peter, if you could you catch us up on what is still under construction there and what the timeline is for completion?
Absolutely. As I said, there is a performing arts center right now, which is under construction. And one of the buildings that was planned on the super block, they haven't started yet, just because the demand hasn't been there. So the old World Trade Center had 12.9 million square feet of space. All they've built so far is 9.5 million because the demand hasn't been there. Now, there's one building which is ready to go once they start leasing. And once again, if you believe the optimism you hear from the landlords and some of the leasing agents, a year from now, they might have leased up enough to move ahead with that last building.
Peter, you know, downtown also has changed drastically, as you note in your piece for the Wall Street Journal. I'm sure that is a new scene to contend with in trying to lease office space.
You're absolutely right. Downtown has changed significantly in the last 17 years in a number of different ways. It didn't used to have as much residential as it does now. It has much more retail now. It's much more of a 24/7 community. And in terms of office space, downtown used to be a bastion for the financial services industry. Now it's still financial services, but a lot of other types of businesses are starting to show up. There are technology companies, there are media companies. It's much more diverse. You're much more likely to see workers wearing hoodies as well as workers in suits. So it's more of a diverse community, and that does give the landlords a greater range of businesses to choose from.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Grant joining us via Skype. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.